Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 30th, 1956, 2 years after pushing to have the phrase "under God" inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signs a law officially declaring "In God We Trust" to be the nation's motto. The law also mandated that the phrase be printed on all American paper currency.
Yes, I was inspired, ladies and gentlemen, to put "In God We Trust" after I read that tale of salvation, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And in honor of that wonderful tale, I'm going to recreate it. Now, let's drink a toast. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, and every drop will drink!
Wait, wait, sir, no.
Why shouldn't I have done that?
It's salt water, sir! Oh, God, who let this in here? This is a bad idea to put in the glass.
My bad.
Thirstier, I'm thirsty, give me real water!
Here, get him real water, get the president real water!
We only have this pitcher of salt water!
Okay, maybe if he drinks more of it, it'll cancel out the...
No! Good idea!
No, it's bad. We need someone, anyone. Water?
Oh, hey, there's a faucet right here. And
does anyone have a cup? Does anyone have the president's cup?
I have this cup of salt.
That'll do. Here, drink this.
That's worse.
No, there's no winning with this guy. Does anyone have an empty cup without salt?
Just spit in his mouth.
Here, okay, here.
But saliva's salty.
Help.
God,
I'm dying.
This guy is really
thirsty.
All right, does anyone have anything that the president won't die of?
I think it's a little too late.
I think you're the president now.
Huzzah! First act, I don't know, I'm too thirsty to think. Someone get me a cup of water.
And as it turned out, yes, on this day, his vice president, Mr. Saltmamp, did become the actual president. It was very bad for the nation, as he mandated that all people must drink salt water every day in honor of the president, and by the next day, everyone was dead. Make sure that you don't drink salt water, because it is very bad for you, and if you drank enough of it, apparently you could die. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.